From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Leonardo DiCaprio's foundation.
Yes.
Has donated $5 million to the relief aid for the Amazon wildfires.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now it's bad. You know, because we're talking about the rainforest in Amazon where the wildfires are. It's pretty nasty. But the call center at Amazon.
Oh, no.
No, I'm serious. They are getting calls from people going like, is your factory okay? I mean, is everything?
Way.
No, seriously. Yeah. No. It's like, excuse me, people.
Will I still get my package tomorrow?
That's exactly
I'm prime.
It. Because I am. I'm prime. It's like, is that crazy? That's crazy stuff. It's like Amazon. They took the name from the stinking forest. So, you know, you scratch your head sometimes. You wonder about the future of our society beyond the next 20 years. Anyway.
Often I do.
Yeah. All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. Also, earth-shattering brain stuff.
Oh.
Important brain stuff. Important.
A few of your brain cells die every morning.
That's right.
During this show.
Courtesy of us.
Yes. It's
very important. Write that down. What's going on?
Ryan Reynolds used Instagram on Sunday to troll wife Blake Lively on her
birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
So again, because he's infamous for this.
That is Ryan Reynolds trolling, especially on birthdays.
He posted several carefully selected candid photos of Blake, who turned 32. And by carefully selected, we mean shots of her with her eyes closed or out-of-focus images and other less flattering pictures.
You know, the ones that you don't keep, right?
Yes,
Back in the day when you went to the photo mat, you gave them back. Oh, I don't like these. And they gave you a credit, right? Now you got them on your phone. You're stuck with them. It's like, whatever.
I never was able to give any back.
Yeah, that was a big deal. That was a big, big deal.
If I took a bad picture, they wouldn't give me a credit for that.
Yeah, I did that a bunch.
Huh.
Yeah. It was like, oh, no, don't want this one, don't want this one. I mean, it was like 10 cents a picture. It was not a big deal.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
Even back then, it was 10 cents a picture?
No, it was probably more than three. No, it was more than that.
Yeah.
I can remember the last 24 exposure roll of film I had developed was almost $8. That was... I think in the 1990s. I don't know. Film. What's that? Right?
Film.
Anyway.
I have some undeveloped roles still laying around my house.
I do too. They're probably no
All
good.
Right. So we particularly like the first photo in the series where Blake's standing sideways in front of Ryan, holding her baby bump, and the position of her hand lies flatly in front of Ryan's fly. There is a second
I can
one.
Only imagine. I can
oh,
only
yeah.
imagine. This is what causes this, by the way, Blake. The baby bump, the fly. They're coordinated.
Yeah, it's so funny how the bottom of her bump lies precisely at the location of Ryan's junk. Bump of junk.
Oh, listen. Oh. Uh-huh. So this is number three for them, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pregnant with number three.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. They're cute.
The two of them together?
Yeah. They're cute.
And she takes it in stride. Most
She dishes it back.
Well, she does.
Yeah.
Most people would be like, are you really kidding me? You showed that ugly picture of me. Are you kidding me? Anyway.
Yeah, she probably laughed about it.
Of course.
Because they
did.
Have good humor like
They've
that.
Got great humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good humor.
Van City Reynolds is his handle everywhere. Van City Reynolds.
Van City Reynolds.
Yeah.
What's
or
Van City?
Van City or V-A-N-C-I-T-Y. I don't know.
Huh.
Van City Reynolds.
I don't think I follow him. Why don't I follow Ryan Reynolds?
Why aren't you following him? You would have already known about this, right? Before it made the news.
Man. And I like him, too. He's a cutie. Blake Lively, you twit.
Oh, no.
Good morning, America. It's Lara Spencer. I can't help but like her, too. Okay. Lara Spencer is on Flea Market Flip.
Yeah. On HGTV? Or
first off, I just wanted to tell her, put
DIY.
Her feet together.
Oh,
put
she
your
like,
feet. She puts them out.
She like a flamingo, ostrich.
I don't know which
What
bird.
Do you call those feet? Where
I don't know.
Pointed
the
heel, out.
The heels are together and the feet are out type thing.
Yeah.
I just want her feet to get closer
don't
together.
Do you think that's a ballet move? A ballet stance?
It is.
I think that's a ballet stance. I think
maybe
that's
she
it.
Was a ballerina.
Maybe. Maybe she was.
Okay, so Lara Spencer, she's coming under fire for making fun of Prince George's interest in taking ballet. Speaking of.
Lara
Spencer, do not make fun of the royal children. No one should make fun. No one should make fun of children.
No, no, of course not.
Football players take ballet.
But it's ballet. Come on.
No, don't even start.
What did she say?
On the program, Lara was announcing all of the plans for young Prince George, including computer programming,
okay,
religious studies,
yep,
poetry, and ballet.
Okay, poetry and ballet. Ballet, yeah, I know.
But she was mocking the ballet part, saying, we'll see how long that lasts.
I agree with her. I agree. How long will that last, the ballet? I mean, it's painful to do ballet. You got to stand on your tiptoes, and it hurts. I don't know that for sure. It hurts me to watch it.
Oh, I was going to say, you don't have actual experience.
I don't have any actual experience with ballet. It just hurts to watch. It just, in a lot of ways. It's not my cup of tea, as I like to say.
It's not your cup of tea, so put the tea down. Step away from the tea. Just step away.
It's ballet. Really?
Step away from the tea.
Really, it's ballet.
So a lot of people, including choreographer Travis Wall, had things to say.
Of course.
So Travis clapped back at Lara, saying he was bullied in school because he was in dance class, and that Lara is a bully for making fun of Prince George.
I mean, I don't want to make light of bullying because it's a thing. It's bad online. It's bad. It's horrible online. I don't think anybody's going to be bullying Prince George. I'm sorry. I don't think that's happening. Really? Well, really?
The queen will come whap him with her handbag.
But nobody's making fun of Prince George.
It wasn't a comment directed at Prince George.
I have to wonder if Halle Berry knows how to do ballet. I have to wonder that.
She probably does.
You know, I mean, she's been choreographed before. I mean, some of these action shots and stuff, ballet background probably would come in handy. You know, these fight scenes and these judo chops and hi-ya, 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 hi karate. Remember that.
You good there?
No, I'm okay.
My goodness. Whew, that was a stressful moment here on the Who Cares News.
Stressful, what's that?
Well, because I would think anyway that a lot of women in Hollywood have taken ballet class. Because
at least
it's not graceful.
It's graceful. And probably not that they took it to the point of becoming a really good
ballerina.
A guy?
Ballerina or a ballerina.
What do we call Mikhail Baryshnikov? Rich. All right, that's it for us tonight. Tip your waiters. We will see you tomorrow with more frivolities. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.